This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar participated in the second India-EU Trade and Technology Council meeting, along with Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in New Delhi today. Executive Vice President for Tech, Sovereignty, Security and Democracy of the European Commission, Henna Virkkunen, Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security, Maroš Šefčovič, and EU Commissioner for Startups, Research and Innovation, Ekaterina Zaharieva, attended the meeting. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they exchanged views on new opportunities in semiconductors, artificial intelligence, 6G, electric vehicles, green hydrogen and a mutually beneficial trade regime. He also took stock of the progress made in digital partnership, clean and green energy initiatives and trade, investments and resilient supply chains. The minister expressed confidence that today's discussions will translate into new economic, trade and tech linkages. The delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, are underway in New Delhi. President von der Leyen arrived in Delhi yesterday for a two-day visit to India, accompanied by 22 EU commissioners. This is the first ever visit of the EU College of Commissioners to India and marks the first trip outside Europe for the new College of Commissioners, which took office in December last year. The visit is expected to further strengthen bilateral relations based on growing convergences. India and Europe are strategic partners since 2004 and their bilateral ties have expanded and deepened across a wide range of areas. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda today said all efforts are on to eliminate tuberculosis TB from India by this year. He said, though the world has pledged to end tuberculosis as a public health threat by 2030, the way works are on in this regard is tremendous and the country can expect to bring an end to tuberculosis by this year. Inaugurating the 9th National Summit on Good Replicable Practices and Innovation in Public Healthcare System in India at Puri in Odisha this morning, Mr. Nadda said lots of reforms have come after the government adopted a new health policy in 2017. The maternal mortality rate and infant mortality rate has reduced at double the global reduction rate, while malaria has been checked to a greater extent. India at the United Nations has called for reforms to the Security Council, emphasizing that the demand for change in this forum is clear and urgent. India's permanent representative to the UN, Parvathaneni Harish, stated that the Security Council reflects a different era and its structure, unchanged for 80 years, no longer aligns with today's global realities. Mr. Harish was speaking at the cluster debate on working methods under the Intergovernmental Negotiations on Security Council Reforms in Washington last night.
It's beyond doubt that the Security Council represents a different period of time. The core architecture, which has remained unchanged for 8 decades, is not in synchrony with today's global realities. To realize its functional mandate to match the expectations of the people, our citizens, and to maintain contemporary relevance, the Council needs to be made fit for purpose.
The Punjab government has approved a substantial increase in ex-gratia financial assistance for those soldiers who become disabled while on duty during war or operations. As per the new provisions, soldiers with 76 to 100% disability will now receive 40 lakh rupees, up from the previous 20 lakh rupees. Similarly, those with 51 to 75% disability will receive 20 lakh rupees instead of 10 lakh rupees, while soldiers with 25 to 50% disability will now get 10 lakh rupees compared to the earlier 5 lakh rupees. National Science Day is being celebrated across the country today. The day is observed every year on the 28th of February to commemorate the discovery of the Raman effect by the eminent physicist Sir C.V. Raman. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, Afghanistan will play against Australia in a Group B match at 2:30 this afternoon. And with that, we end this news bulletin.